Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. As we head towards 2016 with New Year's resolutions, today's show features stories to inspire you from the Healthy Habits Weight Loss Program at the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, tell us why your weight loss program is unique.
Well, we're not just interested in your weight loss. We're interested in your overall health and well-being. So, you know, again, we are an office that is looking at homeostasis within the body. And homeostasis on your fat percentage is an extremely important part because that determines a lot of your pH, your hormones. It has a huge effect on how your body actually works. So we're not just looking at, yes, we want you to lose weight, but we want you to lose weight in a healthy manner.
That you'll be able to keep it off.
That you'll be able to keep it off. We don't allow people to gain their weight back. You know, we really try to keep up with them and make sure that they have a lifestyle that maintains their weight, their desired weight. And then we also check to see what is the proper weight that you should be for the percentage of fat. Because that is what is really important on this. And we also look at the whole person. What is it that's actually keeping you from being able to get where you want to be, whether it's emotional issues, whether it could be like we had a patient who was low iron. And that low iron was, they just couldn't lose weight until they got their iron levels back up.
We see a lot of, thyroid, endocrine
system. Endocrine system that's out of balance. So we figure out what it is that's going to get you to a healthy state. And as you get to that healthy state, it makes it very easy then to lose the weight. And people are surprised at, one, that they're able to lose the weight and feel so much better. That's one of the beauties of all this.
And the other thing, too, it's very individualized. We have type 1 diabetics on the program. We've had people with type 2 get off their insulin. So with it being medically supervised and blood work is taken, so we know exactly what's going on.
Yes, we do. And that just makes all the difference in the world. And it, people have different types of, I mean, it's amazing how many different individual types of needs and quirks and all sorts of things that people have. And working with them to help them to get where they want to be is always a pleasure.
We have Mark here, who is in his fifth week. And Mark, what brought you into the Prather Wellness Center?
Initially, my wife came to deal with a severe back injury, and over the months that she's been coming, we started talking about doing something to improve my health, my overall health, and she spoke to them initially about the program, and then as the year progressed, we decided that after the first of the year that we would give it a try, and so that's how we ultimately ended up here.
And you wanted to focus on weight loss, correct? Tell the listeners out there what were your goals for weight loss?
Ultimately, it was not just about weight loss, but obviously that was the focus, was just my general health. I felt very, I did not feel well. I did not feel well physically and ultimately mentally and emotionally. It had an effect. And so we decided that starting with weight loss would be the place to begin, and you know, then and hopefully and ultimately would improve the overall picture, as and it has so far.
And I know when you first came to us, we do a bioimpedance analysis, and your body fat percentage was at 37.1%. And today is week five, and your body percent body fat percentage is right now. And why don't you let the listeners in 5 weeks, let them know how much weight you've lost. And I really want to kind of brag on you. You've really taken this seriously. You live in Illinois, so we've been texting a lot back and forth because you can't have the weekly counseling. But you've been very committed to this. Talk about the results you've seen.
Overall, yeah, first and foremost, you're right. We live about 3 hours away, so we definitely, when we decided to do it, we committed to it because we knew the travel, it's even all by itself, was a big jump. But as far as results, like I said, it started out, I've lost roughly 47 pounds as of this morning, and my body fat percentage is now at 22-23%. So I've had some great results. I mean, I'm very happy. I know that my attitude, my general health feels so much better. I haven't felt this good in a long time, which again was one of the big goals. I just wanted to feel better as a whole. Mm-hmm. I have a 2-year-old, and I'm an older new parent. I'm 44 years old as opposed to a young new parent, and so my 2-year-old doesn't understand, you know, I want to play, Dad, not Dad's old and tired. So I needed to change that, and that's been one of the really big benefits, is that I am a lot more active and a lot more, I want to play with my daughter and I want to do those things. So that's been a big payoff for me as well. The physical results have been great, but I think the emotional and mental part of it's probably been even bigger for me.
I remember, and you have a very supportive wife, that when I met with both of you at the beginning of this, talking about your daughter and being able to play with her, and yes, and you're already thinking about activities now that you can do that you weren't able to do or you weren't feeling well. Kind of tell the listeners how your lifestyle has changed.
My energy level is beyond what I thought it would be, even in this short amount of time. I remember our initial consultations, and you said things about, well, so-and-so had done it, and they find that they have an extra hour in the day that they didn't have before because they're actually getting up a little earlier and actually going to bed a little later because they have the energy to do that. And I find myself, I set my alarm for 6, and I'm up at 5:20 most days, getting stuff done, getting the day ready to go, and I think that is where I see the difference, is that the tasks I have to do, whether they're ones I want to do or I have to do, my enthusiasm for doing them is much higher, and I get I'm a lot more productive than I was before. Again, physically and mentally, I feel like I get my day done better and faster than I did before.
Mm-hmm. And you've done phase 1 and phase 2. You're still at the end of phase 2, and when we see you again, we'll be starting phase 3. What is your ultimate goal? What would you like to see happen? I know so much change for the good has already happened in such a short amount of time. In 5 weeks, you've gone from 37% body fat to 23. That's wonderful. And you still have a goal. You want to get under 22% body fat, and you want to lose a little more weight before you reset. Because at phase 3, then we're going to reset. That'll be kind of your set weight at that point. Right. And I know that there are certain foods you just love to eat.
Yes.
And when you'd share goldfish with your daughter, you give her 3, you'd have
about 3 in my mouth. Yes.
How has your eating habits changed?
I'm much more aware, and that's what you just said is a great example of realizing that when I made my daughter a snack, that I would oftentimes share that snack, and I think do it unconsciously. Mm-hmm. When I prepared meals, you'd take a bite and a bite and a bite and a bite of the things you're eating, and ultimately eat a meal and then sit down and eat another meal and not think about the fact that you've done that, that you could essentially double the amount of calories you're putting in your system in that same amount of time. And I'm a lot more aware than I was before. And it's not necessarily just, the specific number of calories and those kinds of things. It's just more realizing what's a reasonable serving of whatever it is that I'm eating, and things along those lines. And I, as far as like continued goals, I honestly, I want to continue on with what I'm doing, but be able to maintain it, incorporate these things that I've become aware of, and make those habit, as opposed to the previous habits, which were unconsciously throwing 3 goldfish in my mouth or taking 3 bites of macaroni when I'm making it for supper along with the other things, not realizing that 10 ounces of protein's enough and I don't need 20, giving my body the opportunity to realize, hey, you're full, you really don't need any more, so it's incorporating the things I've become aware of and making them habit, I think is probably the best way to put it.
If we have a listener out there that would like to get healthier, would like to lose weight, doesn't have the energy for their grandchildren or their child, or just wants better quality life, what would you say to them?
I think something like the program like this is, you, it really is up to you. I mean, you have to make the commitment. You can, I think, have all the support, which you guys have been great. My wife has been great. But mm-hmm. you, as an individual, you have to make the decision that you want to do it. And then you just have to tell yourself, too. I mean, that's one of the things, not to brag on myself, because I'm not that kind of person, but the thing I've probably been proudest of, beyond the weight loss even, mm-hmm. the physical changes, is that I haven't, what I cheated once mm-hmm. in 5 weeks. I have literally forced, you know, when I find myself throwing the gravel, I'm like, wow, you do that, stop. You know, mm-hmm. not nibbling and doing, just never, I literally, as opposed to, like, if I make something for my daughter to eat that I know I can't have on this program, mm-hmm. instead of licking it off my thumb or my finger, I wipe it off in a napkin, because I think, you can't. And you, mm-hmm. if you're going to commit, you have to commit wholly. You really have to make yourself do it. I mean, my wife was very good about, I'm not preparing your meals for you. You mm-hmm. need to do it, because that's part of the commitment. You need to understand what you're doing. So I think that would be what I would tell a person, is you need to, you know, make yourself make that commitment. And I got to a stage in my life where I was very, very tired of feeling the way I felt. Mm-hmm. And realizing that the only person that was going to change that was me, mm-hmm. and that I just had to do that. And I've been, again, very proud of myself, because in the past I've never been very, I make those commitments and then you know, crawfish on them very quickly. So mm-hmm. that would be my thing, is you really need to be very clear about your level of commitment.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Mark. You should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
47 pounds in 5 weeks, body fat percentage of 37%, 5 weeks ago now at 23%. That's wonderful. Keep up the good work, and we're here to support you.
Thank you.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there was a major study by an insurance company that focused on the healthcare model you use in your office. What were the results of that study?
It actually was quite a seismic mm-hmm. finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those mm-hmm. and put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure-function model. Mm. Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure-function model. These gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had. Okay. And they were the primary care physicians. After 5 years, they had startling results. Mm. They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days. Mm-hmm. They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures, and a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions. There was a reduction in lawsuits. Mm-hmm. There was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models,
mm-hmm.
they gave the structure function model as the primary care mm-hmm. coming in a 96% satisfaction rating, mm-hmm. and they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%. The results are indisputable.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. As we head towards 2016 with New Year's resolutions, today's show features stories to inspire you from the Healthy Habits Weight Loss Program at The Prather Practice. Well, I have Lindsay here, who has been coming to The Prather Practice for how long?
15 years.
15 years. You said you were in college at the time.
I was, yes.
Well, I know you want to tell your story, and what brought you in, first of all, 15 years ago?
My mom, actually, she started as a patient here, and she was so enthusiastic and excited about it that she made sure that everyone she knew came in, and I was on that list.
That's good. She's taking care of her kids.
Yes.
And what brought you into the Prather Practice at the beginning?
She wanted to get me checked out. Uh-huh. I didn't have any major complaints as, you know, a 18-year-old, but but I came in and my eyes were opened at all the things that were offered here, and it was more than I knew about health at that point. So
it was more preventative wellness at that point.
Yes.
I see.
But since then, I've come in for a lot of different issues. Mm-hmm. Like last year, I had a knee problem, and a year later, I have no issues whatsoever. I'm completely better.
Uh-huh.
And Dr. Prather, I mean, totally fixed that problem for me, which was a major issue because I had young children and I had trouble getting around and taking care of them with my knee.
Right.
And I haven't had any problems for a while now. Yes.
Now, what other services do you receive here or have you in the last 15 years?
Well, one thing I use often is the EDS. And because when, you know, me or my husband or my children get sick, you know, the doctor really can't do much if you have a virus. But when you come here and get the EDS, you can pinpoint the problem and get, you know, supplements that you feel good about giving to your kids, and you're confident in what you're giving them and treating what's going on with them, because when you're going through it, it's stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now, and you have two small children.
Yes.
So you've brought them in also, just like your mom brought you in.
Absolutely.
That's neat. And you talked about the EDS, and for our listeners out there, that's the electrodermal screening. And you usually get the diagnostics with that, blood work.
Yes. And it really helps us figure out exactly what's going on, where you wouldn't, that you don't get that anywhere else, really.
Yeah, it's a nice preventative. Is that something you do on an annual basis?
Probably more than annual. Whenever something comes up or, you know, I feel like something's going on with them, then I'll make sure to bring them in.
Now, has your husband been treated here too?
He has. He's been helped a lot with, he's had neck issues to the point where, you know, he can't even put his shoes on. And so we've come in here and, you know, he hasn't had neck issues for years.
Wow.
But, you know, when he does, this is the first place we go, and we know where to get help. Yeah.
That's great. And I like the fact you were talking about if your children or you come down with something, you think of coming in here first like the natural supplementation.
Absolutely. That would be my first pick every time.
So you're not dealing with side effects. Your children aren't dealing with certain side effects.
Right. You know what you're giving them is pure and natural, and it's not going to have any harmful, you know, like you give them their rounds of their
antibiotics,
yes. Yeah. And you know that's going to take something out of them or lower their immunity. And when you come in here and the things that you guys have here, you know none of that's going to happen. So, yeah.
That's neat. Yeah, the homeopathics are so helpful, you know, and don't harm So, and your kids were okay with taking them?
Oh, they love them. Yeah. Especially the elderberry syrup.
Elderberry
syrup. It's very easy, and they think it's so cool to take supplements. You know, they ask for it.
That's great.
Yes.
So you probably have in your medicine cabinet, like, elderberry syrup and...
Absolutely.
Do you have the spongiatus, the cough?
We do.
Yeah.
At all times.
That's neat. So I know recently you've been in for our Healthy Habits weight loss program.
Yes.
Do you want to share with our listeners a little bit about that experience?
I am so thrilled about that. I tried for 8 or 9 months to lose weight, and I got nowhere. I tried eating right. I tried working out and, you know, being active, and nothing was working for me. And coming in here and getting the blood work and then going through the program, I've lost 17 pounds.
In how long?
In 21 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
So I feel great. I'm exactly where I want to be. Mm-hmm. And it's really, I feel so much better.
Yeah. And there was a certain amount. Your goal was to lose, 15 pounds? You wanted to be at a certain weight, correct?
Yes, right.
Yeah. And we did the HCG injections with you.
Right.
With the lower calorie. Mm-hmm. And how did that go?
It really wasn't hard at all. I mean, you get into the habit, and it creates a healthy habit by the end of it to where you
It's called healthy habits.
You can't go back to the way you were eating and living before, because it's like your stomach and your brain learn to communicate with each other again by going through this. And that's been great, because I know that I'll be able to continue, you know, and I won't gain it all back because I know what it feels like to be full again. And I know I can stop myself from, you know, eating whatever's on my plate or eating all of it.
Yeah. And it does work the brain. That's, you know, how it works. And if you can, you know, your brain gets used to being a certain way.
Yes.
You know, some people feel stuck. But they don't need to feel stuck.
Yes.
And now you're in, there's three phases. You're in phase three.
Yes.
How's that going?
Good. It's going great. I'm on the last 3 days after I'm done with the HCG. And then I start, and I've already, like, made my meal plans, and I'm excited to, you know, have some new food in there. So, yeah, it's gone really well, and it's doable. It's very doable for anybody that wants to do it.
Yeah. Tell the listeners about that smoothie you...
Okay, my favorite recipes from going through this is, instead of eating the fruit that you can have, I would throw like a handful of strawberries or half an orange into the blender with some ice and some water and some vanilla stevia. Vanilla stevia was amazing.
Yeah.
I put it in almost everything.
And you can use stevia on the diet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you put it in the blender and you blend it up, and it's like a strawberry smoothie or an orange smoothie, and I really look forward to those every single day.
That was the highlight, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's like having a dessert.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So if there's someone listening out there that really wants to get healthy or wants to lose weight, what would you say to them?
If you're having trouble doing it on your own, like I was, then if you follow this program and you come in and you get evaluated, it works. It takes all the hard work out of it and all the frustration, because you just follow what's laid out for you and the weight will come off.
Yeah. And what's nice now that you're in phase three, we're dealing with portion control, healthy lifestyle, so we don't just stop at HCG.
Yes.
You continue for 6 weeks after that, more of the healthy lifestyle.
Definitely, yes. And it resets your thoughts to where you don't crave the stuff that you craved before you started this.
Yeah.
You don't want to go out and buy a candy bar and, you know, and you celebrate the little things like a piece of avocado or, you know, something like that instead of, you know, worse choices that you could make.
What's the major change you've noticed?
Well, I've noticed really, like, the clothes size has really changed.
Did you have to go buy new clothes or
not all new clothes? Well, I had some that I put away in a box because I'd hoped that I would get down to that size I was before I had kids, and I got there, and so I got to open the box up that I kept and put them all back in my closet, and that was really exciting for me.
That is exciting.
You know, I knew that I didn't hang on to those for no reason.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, thanks, Lindsay, for your story. It'll be very helpful. I know people that are listening out there, and very encouraging.
Good.
Thank
I hope
you.
So. You're welcome.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
My doctor looks at me and says, you should probably drop a couple pounds there, Brian. Thank you. Only your doctor has carte blanche on insults. He just insults you for a while, and then you pay him for the insults on the way out. Boy, you should lose some weight, and those moles are looking pretty weird. All right, how much for that, doc? When can we get together again? Big fat mole man walking out of your office. Thanks for the confidence boost. I'm off to the Macy's Day Parade. Grab a rope! What does he care? You're big and you're ugly. Next.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. As we head towards 2016 with New Year's resolutions, today's show features stories to inspire you from the Healthy Habits Weight Loss Program at the Prather Practice. Well, we have Amy here, who has done our weight loss program here at the Prather Wellness Center, and just finishing the weight loss program up. And Amy, let's start with, how did you hear about the weight loss program?
Well, I was praying for a solution to my weight problem. Mm-hmm. And I had been really asking a lot of people what they were doing if they lost weight. And I just love talking about weight loss and success stories. So I was visiting my physician that's also in this building. And when I walked past the Prather Wellness, I saw a cardboard cutout that said lose 1 to 3 pounds a week. And I thought, well, what is this about? And I came inside and I asked the receptionist. And she started telling me about the program and told me there was a free consultation. So I said, sign me up. And I came in and met with you and with Dr. Prather and was very impressed with the program. And come to find out, it was the same program that my mother had done back in the early 80s. And my mother struggled with her weight because she had 9 children.
Mm-hmm.
And
That'll do it.
It really will. And when she was about my age, she did the program and she lost so much weight and she looked so absolutely amazing. Mm. And we were all so proud of her. And when I realized it was the same program my mother did, I thought, well, if it worked for her, it will work for me.
And didn't you say at that time she had to drive up to Chicago?
Yes. We lived near Champaign, Illinois, and she had to drive to Chicago to get the shots. Uh-huh. I remember we went on vacation to Gatlinburg, and she had her shots on ice. And we had to be very selective in where we ate so that she could eat very healthy.
That.
I remember it vividly.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you know, how much weight you wanted to lose and what your goals were.
Okay. Well, I am 5'10", and I had gotten past that 180 mark, and I wasn't very happy about that. And I thought, well, I would really like to be smaller. Mm-hmm. I was a size 14, but honestly, the 14s were very tight, and I wanted to be a size 10. And after about 4 weeks on the program, I fit into size 10 jeans.
Yeah, I remember that day you came in those jeans.
Oh, so excited. So excited. And shirt-wise, I was wearing an extra large and it was tight. Mm-hmm. And now I can wear a large and it's very comfortable. So I'm really, really thrilled with the progress. I'm especially thrilled that it targeted my midsection.
Because that belly fat.
Yes, that's where I was the heaviest. And I have lost weight and gained weight and lost weight and gained weight for about 3 or 4 years. And I have weighed approximately what I weigh now, but I wasn't this size. I was larger. And so I know that the HGC targets the abdomen, and definitely that's where I lost it from.
Yeah, really focuses on that belly fat. That's what people say.
Yes, I was so excited. People that would ask me what I was doing, I would explain to them I was doing a 500-calorie diet, and it was medically supervised. And as soon as you say 500-calorie diet, people are like, well, that's not for me.
Yeah.
And I never dreamt that I could accomplish that, because that is just a huge commitment. But with the products, the supplements that you all had taken into strong consideration, what was best for me and my body, I feel that my appetite was controlled. I chewed a lot of gum if I was having cravings. I drank more water. I did things that were healthy for me. And every day was exciting, because I would wake up and I would weigh myself, and I would typically be about a half a pound less each morning. So I just felt I would just spring out of bed and weigh myself and just, you know, feel proud each day. So really, I did not feel that the 500 calories was that much of an issue. I felt like everything that I was putting into my body was fresh and was healthy. I did not have chemicals and preservatives and, you know, fat and cholesterol and all of that. So my husband has been telling me for years to eat straight fruits, straight vegetables, you know, and I didn't want to listen because he's skinny and I just don't want to listen to him. But I knew that he was right. And when I started eating this way, he was very encouraging, because that's how he wanted me to eat anyway. And that's how he wanted me to model to my children that we're supposed to eat, you know, the foods that God had made and put on this earth for us to consume.
Yeah, and our kids are watching.
They certainly are, just like I watched my mother when I was young and saw her lose the weight. My kids are watching me lose the weight.
And what's nice, you know, you talk about the 500 calories, but the HCG accesses 3,500 calories. So people, you know, are not starving or feeling hungry, you know, and it focuses on the fat, so you're not losing muscle mass. So the results. Now, how much weight have you lost?
I've lost 21 pounds in approximately 5 weeks.
That's wonderful.
Oh, it was a real blessing and a real joy. And I can say that everyone that works here at Prather Wellness is very kind and courteous, and just has been a great support to
thank
me.
Yeah, well, you're wonderful. I remember when we were talking about the program, and you have this beautiful face, and we were talking about, because you can't use oils during the HCG phase, and what were you going to put on your skin, and you figured that out, right?
I certainly did. And I am one of those people, I don't leave home without makeup, and I never went without my makeup. I discovered that the makeup I was wearing was oil-free, which wasn't the reason that I bought it, but was certainly a good, you know, it was really a bonus that I didn't have to go out and purchase more makeup. I did, however, need to find some moisturizer that didn't have oil in it, and that wasn't as challenging as I feared.
Did you find something at Target?
I did. Mm-hmm. It was a Target brand of Neutrogena, mm-hmm. Oil-free lotion. Yeah. And I just, even though it was facial lotion, I used it wherever I felt dry.
Yeah. So now you're in phase three. You're mm-hmm. almost at the end of phase three. And what week did we say you're, did we figure out?
I'm at week? 9 weeks.
9 weeks. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you have been maintaining in phase three, which
absolutely.
Is the goal. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, the neat thing about maintenance is you're gradually adding more things into your diet. Mm-hmm. And I have never deprived myself in my life. Mm-hmm. I have eaten every food group. I've eaten every type of food. you know, so being without grains and without dairy was very different for me. And I found that as soon as I added the grains back, that I kind of gained a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I also realized, and this I'm sure is not true for everyone, but it was true for me, that I kind of have that hypoglycemic feeling mm-hmm. after I eat breakfast cereal. Uh-huh. About 2 hours later, I'm ravenous and I need a snack. Well, during the HGC injections, I never once had that hypoglycemic feeling. Mm-hmm. I always felt fine.
Yeah.
And so I realized that grains might not be that great for me mm-hmm. or
and,
dairy.
And we don't, yeah, in phase three, we wait till the last 3 weeks to add those or the last that we add. And that's where you're at right now.
Yes. And I was so excited to add that back, uh-huh. only to find that my body wasn't as happy about it as I was.
Uh-huh. Well, if there's someone out there listening, you know, that would like to lose weight, you know, what would you say to them to encourage them?
I have encouraged quite a few people to, mm-hmm. to do this program. I felt that it was worth its value for certain. You know, I've always been leery of rapid weight loss, mm-hmm. but I felt that I was closely watched mm-hmm. medically. And I always had you to text if I had any questions.
Right.
So I felt very safe and comfortable with what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And I think that this would be a great program for people that are truly dedicated, because this is not the kind of program that you only do halfway.
Right.
It's all or nothing. Mm-hmm. And truthfully, I had full support from my husband and my two daughters. They encouraged me every day. They were polite about, you know, sugary foods, because sugar is my weakness. And they sometimes...
They lock it up.
Yes. And but they would look at what I would prepare for my plate, and they would say, wow, Mom, that looks really good. Can I have some of that? And I'd be like, yes, I cut up more fruit. It's in the refrigerator. You can have it, too. And uh-huh. so they actually, you know, thought that what I was eating looked pretty good.
And I've met your daughters, and they are so proud of you.
They are.
Yeah.
They and it's so wonderful, because my husband and my daughters never once told me that I needed to lose weight. They mm-hmm. loved me the way that I was, and when I told them I wanted to do this program, my daughters were kind of like, well, why do you want to do that? You're fine, you know? Uh-huh. All moms have a little, you know, a little cushion, a little extra to hug.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but you didn't know me before I had you, because I was 5'10" and weighed, you know, 140, 150 pounds, uh-huh. which was great.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They've only known Mom that fluctuates between 170 and 187.
Yeah.
So I'm really proud to have shown them that, you know, weight is something that we can control if we eat healthy. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely encourage people to do this program if they have it in them to be that committed. Mm. And if you have the support system around you where people aren't going to try to sabotage what you're doing.
Right.
So.
And that's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've had great support. Well, thank you, Amy, for sharing today. And I know that your story will encourage someone. And
I certainly hope so.
You're a wonderful bright light here.
Thank you.
When you come into the office. Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what is diathermy?
The way that we like to describe it to people is it's a large coiled magnet that produces a shortwave beam that goes into the body. The main thing that we like it is increasing circulation. The most common thing that we use it for is drainage of the ears, otitis media. Mm-hmm. The ear pain, the ear infections. For any mom who's been up with a little one screaming the entire night, knows how wonderful it would be to get that under control.
Yeah.
I think about one little guy who's just starting to walk, and he had a terrible ear infection. The antibiotics, you know, hadn't really kicked in or done anything at that point. They had heard that we do take care of otitis media, and that we could make a pretty quick cure, and husband was a little bit skeptical, but mm-hmm. they both came in because mom had been up all night and didn't want to drive in. And she looked like, oh, help me. Uh-huh. And the little guy was just, you know, thrashing and in so much pain. So we brought him in, and 15 minutes on the diathermy. He was laughing and, you know, looking around and waving at everybody. And they just kind of looked at me like, what the heck just happened? How did this occur?
Uh-huh.
And we find that 15 minutes on the diathermy will just take away the pain,
mm-hmm.
just like that. So it's something that is very easy to do, safe, very effective,
mm-hmm.
and people just are amazed by the changes that occur in their sinuses and those eustachian tubes and in those ears. And moms can bring in, get their child done, and they're good.
Yeah. That child's not continually going on antibiotic after antibiotic, destroying their gut and
right.
their
weakening the immune system. You can cause too many antibiotic treatments can cause permanent damage to the immune system. Much better way of treatment is the diathermy unit. Mm-hmm. Anyone with any type of ear problems, ear infection, otitis media, going up into the sinuses and vertigo, also tinnitus. Extremely important for tinnitus.
Uh-huh.
So any of our patients with tinnitus, the recommendations are always to have diathermy, because the diathermy does make an absolutely incredible difference with the tinnitus and getting that under control.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
So raise your glass if you see God.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. As we head towards 2016 with New Year's resolutions, today's show features stories to inspire you from the Healthy Habits Weight Loss Program at the Prather Practice. Well, I have Ben here today. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Lisa.
And We asked you to kind of tell your story,
mm-hmm.
you know, to the listeners out there. It's a very encouraging story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, first of all, what brought you into the Prather Practice?
Well, actually, I'm a Southsider. I'm from Greenwood. And I had some friends that had come
We won't
up
hold
here.
That against you.
No, thank you very much. But I had some friends that came up here, and I'd heard about, actually, the depth of your blood tests.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't been to my medical doctor in a few years, and I really felt like I wanted to have a blood test just to kind of see and gauge exactly where I was health-wise. I knew I wasn't very healthy,
mm-hmm.
But I came up here mainly for that reason. And when I came into your office, I noticed the advertisement about the weight loss
mm-hmm.
The practice that you have now.
Okay. So you came initially, you know, for your overall health.
Correct.
And then you saw the weight loss. Was that something, was weight loss important to you?
Well, obviously, yeah, I was at the highest weight I'd ever been in my life. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that I needed to do something. And so I came up here to get a blood test to kind of get a baseline to move forward with exercise and other diets I came up with or that I would find. Mm-hmm. But then I was able to talk to you all about what you had to offer.
Great. Well, let's talk a little bit about your experience then through that. You've been coming for how long now?
Started back in March.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So 4 months? Mm-hmm. It's been 4 months.
Okay. Yeah. So originally came back in March. Actually started the diet right after Easter, so around April 12th.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Good. Tell us a little bit about the diet and what kind of results you...
Well, it was... I'd never heard of it before, HCG diet, and what I had, what it all entailed. Yeah, my results have been great. And in just a little bit over 2.5 months, I'm down over 60 pounds.
Wow. Wow. That's got to be encouraging.
Oh, it is. It is. Mm-hmm. I mean, there just, and I have a ways to go. I'm not at the end point yet, but gosh, my energy level's up, my breathing's easier, I just, bending over, tying my shoes, I don't get out of breath, I've just noticed a huge, really, just an increase in energy, and my appearance, my clothes are a lot looser, so it's all positives, positives.
I remember when you, it was pretty quickly, you had changed your belt.
Yes.
Yeah. the hole you were using.
Yes, exactly.
I remember that.
That's true, yes.
Yeah, you've celebrated a lot of just great results, you know. We've been in this room, you know, celebrating. I've been teary-eyed just on what you've accomplished. You know, you've lost 60 pounds in 2.5 months. Mm-hmm. You're now into the phase three. There's three phases to the HCG.
Right.
And now you're in the maintenance phase, although you've been losing some even on the maintenance phase, which is nice.
Yeah, been very pleased about that. You know, it really scared me coming off of the HCG, how I would, my body would react and how I'd go forward. But, part of the diet... Also, it just helps reset your system. It helps reset your whole thought about food.
Yeah.
And that has been a huge change, not just the physical, but the emotional and the mental side of it, to where I'm just thinking healthier. I'm thinking what's better for me other than just trying to fill a void, what's better for my body overall.
Yeah. What things have you noticed? Like you've told me when you go to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you used to grab...
Well, yeah, I mean, late night eating, I would grab a Hostess or a chocolate milk or I'd eat some pizza. I mean, late night eating like that. But really now, instead of going through the drive-thru at McDonald's or Burger King, I'll stop at local health food store or a grocery store and get some chicken breast and an organic apple or two. And that's my lunch. And so it's quite a bit different. I park further out in the parking lot now. I think about walking more, exercising more, and just again, it hasn't been hard. The diet itself is not hard, but it really comes down to a daily, almost meal to meal plan. Because we can eat so unconsciously.
Yeah.
You sit in front of the TV and you eat a bag of potato chips, or you go through the drive-thru and you buy what's cheapest, the 2 for $5 special,
the mega sum.
Exactly. And so when on this diet, you really start to rethink, what's better for my body and healthier and long-term. Plus, I have my first grandchild on the way. And that really kind of set things in motion to really make me think, man, I want to be around, a few years for this child.
Yeah. You're going to have to be able to keep up.
That's right. Right? That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, exciting. Well, let's talk... now you're in phase three,
right?
And you've made some decisions with exercise. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Of course, in the early phases of the diet, they really suggest, no strenuous exercise, but walking is promoted. And I was doing between 8,000 and 10,000 steps a day, mm-hmm. With my trusty pedometer. Yeah. I've not been without my pedometer since March, but really in phase three now. I feel like I need to pick up the exercise, mm-hmm. and so I go to church on the south side, and we have an athletic facility, and so we have a bicycling or a spinning class, uh-huh. That I have become a part of just in the last few weeks. We have racquetball, mm-hmm. some other things like that. So I'm really looking to, now that I feel better, mm-hmm. I'm looking to pick up the exercise, mm-hmm. along with the better eating to help me keep losing as I go forward toward my goal.
Yeah, I'm just so proud of you and the changes you made. You know, and
appreciate that.
I remember one of our first sessions, mm-hmm. you were talking about fast food and how many times you would go.
Oh yeah, I'm in outside sales.
Yeah,
and so from breakfast to dinner, I am, you know, all over the city, all over the state.
Yeah,
and always thinking about the next appointment.
Yeah,
and so I'm often thinking, oh, I'm going to slide in here at, you know, at noon and get something, or slide in before this appointment and get something. And now that I've keep things on paper and have kept track of my food, the amount of food and the types of food that I was intaking, mm-hmm. Was kind of scary, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Pretty scary.
Yeah.
It really was.
I know you've done some supplementation also.
Absolutely, yes.
And has that helped also?
It has. There's no doubt about it. Especially, you know, coming here to the Prather practice,
uh-huh.
You know, and having the weekly support, the assist with supplements, mm-hmm. the encouragement, obviously the HCG. Mm-hmm. It's the whole package that really has given me success. And you know, it is my decision making too when I'm out there on my own, you mm-hmm. know, knowing what's best for my body and trying to put that in, but then also having the support of you all has been phenomenal.
Mm. Well, if someone's, you know, out there listening, you know, and they've been wanting to lose weight or mm-hmm. or get healthy, mm-hmm. what would you say to them?
Well, and I'll be honest with you, I was over 400 pounds, mm-hmm. and I look to, you know, I'm trying to lose between 180 and 200 pounds, and so, you know, 62 pounds or plus is I'm on my way, but mm-hmm. not at my goal.
Right.
The my situation was I could not look at a diet and only think about losing a pound or two every 2 or 3 weeks. It was just going to take too long. I needed something that would give me a boost and get me going, mm-hmm. on my way to a healthier life. And you know, if you're thinking about diet, especially thinking about surgery, I had a good friend of mine, a physician, who was really pushing for me to have gastric bypass surgery and to do the whole invasive, you know, mm-hmm. remedy that so many people are doing. But after talking to some people about that and looking at that, that's just not something I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I should have enough self-control and fortitude to do the right thing. Well, this diet plan that you all have laid out, the HCG diet plan, has just really given me the tools mm-hmm. I need to be able to move forward. And I have no doubt I'll reach my goal. It may take a year, may take a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
but I know I've not had any setbacks. Every step has been going forward.
Yeah.
And so I would definitely encourage anyone to at least look at it mm-hmm. and see if it's right for them.
Yeah, I mean, you even had a big family reunion during this time.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, May and June, you're talking weddings, you're talking graduations. We had a family reunion, and I just looked at the dessert table and I just ate some grapes and some fruit and moved on. And you know what? It would have been nice to have some cobbler or a piece of pie or whatever, but I know right now I'm sort of rebuilding my house and rebuilding myself, and I can have that later. Mm-hmm. But the fruit and the meats that we had and the salads, mm-hmm. I just know it still tastes wonderful, and I feel better knowing that it's better for my body.
Mm.
And I don't have that guilt afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. It just, you know, to be able to do that has been wonderful.
Well, so proud of you, and
thank
I know
you.
You're going to reach your goal.
I appreciate that.
Dr. Prather, we've heard several inspiring stories today from your weight loss program. What advice do you have for someone out there who has a goal of losing weight?
Well, I think having a clear goal on what you're trying to achieve is very important, and not just to think about weight loss in and of itself, but also just getting healthy. You know, it's should be a full package that you're trying to actually achieve, because there are some very effective means out there of just dropping pounds.
Right.
But oftentimes when that can occur, you actually lose muscle or or organ mass or other different types of things that's actually going to put you into a worse position than what you were before. Most people that actually diet, you know, that do regular weight loss type programs, wind up in 5 years worse off than if they had never done anything. And that's you know, that's the fault of the educator or the doctor who's actually supervising that. So what we are really looking to do is to truly lose the fat percentage, change the metabolism of the body, and make this more of a permanent and a healthy type of a weight loss where you're actually losing the fat, not just losing weight. And then also getting the body balanced so it can maintain that.
Right. So, and, yeah. And I like what you said, not just a goal of a number or, you know, weight, but a goal like some of these clients that we've had with the weight loss program, they wanted to be able to play with their grandchildren, or they wanted to be able to get back into their biking again. Sure. You know, those kind of goals, though, also, you know, beside...
Yeah, and goals are very important, and having the habits, one of the things that always when you have weight loss is you need a coach. You know, you need help on those types of things. Anyone who's going into something like this, trying to do that on your own is a very difficult type of thing.
In our program, you have a weekly coaching meeting. And
and also getting a thorough physical before you start. That's a very important type of thing. Get your blood work analyzed. Make sure that you actually know this, the situation of your health before you start. And that's one of the things that we offer in our office, our combination of all those things. And that's why we have such a high success rate.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.